Hi, Pop.
Hi, son.
If you wanted to know what I was doing, why didn't you just ask me?
I don't want to know what you're doing. Your business is your business, and what I do is my business. What I want to know is, what are you doing?
Well, I'm adding up all the money I got in the whole world.
Including your part of this empire?
I said I'm adding, I'm not subtracting.
Oh, come on, son. This empire is worth a fortune. Look over here. Look at this antique lamp here, formerly the property of the mayor of El Segundo. $1,500. And this week only for clearance sale, $1.98. And look at this hand-carved living room chair, formerly prized by the Duke and Duchess of Windsor.
That's Duke and Duchess. And I'm your son. I'm not a customer. Would you stop it? Why don't you face it, Pop? This empire of yours is worthless.
How can you call this empire worthless? It represents my life's work. Calling this empire worthless is like calling me worthless. And you know I'm not worthless. Don't you? Do you? Am I?
Pop, do you know how old I am?
Of course I know how old you are. I was there the day you was born and 9 months before that.
Pop, I'm 36 years old, and this is all the money I've got in the world.
Let me see that. Nothing.
That's right.
Son?
What?
You worthless.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and...
A dummy.
Pop.
I thought that was the word you were searching for.
No, I was searching for some money. I'm engaged to be married to Janet, and she's got a son. And, Pop, I want nice things for her and Roger, man. And all I got is the shirt on my back. It's awful.
It's worse than that.
What do you mean?
That shirt on your back is mine.
I know. I'll see you later.
Where are you going?
Well, I got a lot of thinking to do. I'm going upstairs.
Listen, why don't you just sit down here and think with me?
I'd rather think alone, Pop.
No, you shouldn't be alone when you're upset.
I'm going upstairs, Pop.
Please, son. Just come here and sit down on the couch. And you'll think, and I'll think, and I'll sit over in my chair like father and son. Come on.
You mean you're just going to sit there and let me think?
That's right. I'll think, and you'll think. We'll both think. What'd you think?
Well, all right.
What were you thinking about?
Well, if you must know, Pop, I was thinking about getting another job.
You mean extra job other than this one?
No, one other job. A full-time job so I can make enough money to support a family, Pop.
Son, you don't need that. Ain't no problem getting old no money. See, when Janet and Roger move in here...
Now, they're not moving in here, and I've already told you that, and I'm moving out of here, Pop. The time has come for me to start being Pop and stop being son. For 36 years, I've been son. Now, I want a place of my own where I can be Pop and someone else can be son.
Well, if that's what's bothering you, you can be that here. Pop?
Forget it.
Yeah, but I want to thank you for coming down here with me, see, because I don't trust these bankers at all, because that's why I brought you, because I need another brain.
Why don't you want Lamont to know about this loan?
Because he wouldn't take the money if he knew I had borrowed it.
Well, what are you going to tell him?
I'll just tell him it's a gift that I've been saving it all my life, and it's his wedding present.
That's good. And if he buys that, I got some oceanfront property in Kansas you can sell it.
But why don't you go see if you can get a safe deposit box so you can lock your mouth up in it?
Oh, come on.
Gentlemen, may I help you?
Yes, you get me.
It's not both of us. It's just him. He needs the help. I'm here as another brain.
Will you shut up?
How may I help you?
I want to borrow some money, see? My name is Fred G. Sanford. The G is for Gelp. If you give it to me, I'll be gone.
Exactly how may I help you?
I'd like to mortgage my empire.
I beg your pardon?
I have a wall-to-wall empire here in Los Angeles, and I'd like to know how much money I can get on it.
Yeah, what he wants to do, he wants to hawk his junkyard.
I see. What is the address of this empire?
That's 9114 South Central.
South Central Avenue. Let me see. That's 300 block, 405, 66. Oh, it's way down there.
Yeah, it's a junkyard with an and/or recreation area.
Recreation area? Oh, you mean like a seesaw and a swimming pool?
More like a hacksaw and a cesspool.
But why don't you go outside and lay in front of the drive-in window?
How old is this place?
Well, it was there when I bought the property in 1945.
So it's at least 31 years old? At that address, the lot is 60 feet by 80 feet. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That means you loan me some money on it?
Why, certainly everything has some value.
Great. Well, we'll just wait right here until you get back from the vault.
Yes, well, for that transaction, I don't have to get it from the vault. I can get it from my pocket.
You gotta be kidding.
Only slightly, Mr. Sanford. You see, that particular piece of property is practically worthless.
But it's got a two-story dwelling and a kitchen that has all the latest appliances, including the original pop-up toaster that Ma Kettle used to warm her buns up with.
Well, I can loan you $6,000 against your house, Mr. Sanford.
$6,000?
That's all.
$6,000 for my entire empire?
That's about it.
I can't believe that entire empire, land, dwelling, running water, in a tireless effort of 30 years of hard work with a guy that came to this town without a penny and now has thousands of dollars.
You got thousands? Where did you get thousands?
From him, I'll take it.
Fine, now, how do you want it?
Cash.
Oh, no. I mean, as a mortgage or a personal loan.
Well, what's the difference?
Well, you could pay a mortgage off monthly for 25 years.
Really? 25 years into 6,000 is about, what, let's see.
That's 240.
$240 a year divided by 12 goes into 240.
That's $20.
$20 a month. That's only $5 a week. And in that 5 working days, that's merely a dollar a day for 25 years. Are you crazy? Do you think I'm gonna be paying back a loan 25 years?
Easy, Fred. Easy.
You loan shark.
Mr. Sanford, please.
Loan shark.
Please, Mr. Sanford, would you listen to me?
Speak up, Jaws.
The truth is, if I loan you $6,000 for 25 years, it will come to approximately $8,000 with interest.
$8,000? Lone whale.
Mr. Sanford.
Lone whale.
Please, Mr. Sanford.
Be calm, Fred, be calm.
Don't be telling me to be calm. I'm standing here in the bank with Moby Dick and you tell me to be calm.
Why don't we make it a personal loan of $6,000 and we'll keep your house as collateral?
Good. And I can use him as a balloon payment.
Hey, Fred, you gonna give Lamont the money right now?
Yeah, and you better not tell him how I got it either.
Okay, but how you gonna keep him from finding out you're gonna get an extra job to pay back the loan?
That's my business. Listen, just remember, you don't know nothing. Not a thing.
Don't worry, my lips are sealed.
Oh, hey, Papa, how you feeling, buddy? What was that all about?
Oh, don't pay no attention to Bubba, son. See, Bubba brushed his teeth this morning, and he don't want to get them dirty. Sit down.
Well, I don't have time to sit down, Papa. I just got in, and I want to get upstairs and change, because I got to go over to Janet's.
Well, you can wait just a minute, can't you? I got a surprise for you.
Papa, I got to go pick up Janet. We're going to go have dinner, and then we're going to buy the paper and see if I can't find a job.
Well, as long as you're looking through paper, here's some more paper you might like to look through.
Pop, where did you...
That's $6,000.
$6,000? Where did you get $6,000? What is this money for?
It's for you, son. It's a wedding present, see? And I knew that you and Janet could put down on a nice house.
Where did you get this money, Pop?
I've been saving it ever since you were born. Every day, I would hide a few nickels here and a few pennies over there and some dimes and quarters and 50-cent pieces. Because I knew... this moment would come, see, and when you got married, I wanted to be able to give you this so you wouldn't have to worry about getting another job. Then I could see you every day.
You took $6,000 worth of coins to the bank? That's unbelievable, Pop.
You telling me if that had been a bus to Europe, I'd have had the exact change.
Where did you hide $6,000 worth of nickels, dimes, pennies, and quarters?
Well, see, you know that old milk can that was out there in the yard?
The one I sold yesterday?
Yeah, see, but it was right next to that old stove.
That I sold with the milk can.
But see, right between them, buried down in the ground, in a bag, was all this change.
Well, I don't know what to say, Pop.
Well...
I you saved all that money for me? What can I say?
Well, try to say something nice.
You're really special, Pop, you know that? I mean, saving for me every day of your life. I think that's great, Pop. Thanks a lot.
Oh, that's all right, son. Now, see, now you can go get dressed and then go tell Janet that you don't have to look for no other job.
Yeah.
But I do.
Yes, can I help you?
Yeah, I took this sign out your window.
Put it back on your way out.
I came to apply for the job.
Have you had any experience with food?
I eat 3 meals a day.
No, I mean, have you ever worked in a restaurant?
Certainly. After World War II, I was quite down and out. I arrived in London flat broke. I didn't even have a pence, but I had a jacket and a nice tie. So I got a job working in the finest restaurant in London.
That's very impressive.
Pip, pip. Good show. Tally-ho, and how's your crumpets?
Can you supply any references?
Of course, I have an encyclopedia at home. I'll be glad to bring it.
All right, you've got the job. Be here at 6 sharp.
May I ask what the wages are?
Oh, $15 a night.
$15, is that all?
What happened to your accent?
That'll cost you $5 extra.
Very well. Here's your uniform. But I want to warn you. This is not like working in London. You'll have to set up the tables and clear them after all the people are finished eating. Tell me, do you mind busing?
Well, it's okay with the Supreme Court. It's all right with me.
Pop.
May I help you?
I wish you would. The sign outside says Sanford and Son, not Sleeper and Son. And I need a partner to do his share of the work around here.
I'm doing my share.
No, you're not, Pop, and you haven't been, and that's exactly what I want to talk to you about.
Well, good. Sit down. Sit down. Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, you're what's on my mind, Pop. Now, for the last week, you've been in a daze, man. You know, you've been half asleep half the time and all asleep the rest of the time.
Well, son, maybe I'm getting older.
You are getting older, Pop. We're all getting older. But you got to get more sleep at night, not in the daytime, man. You're not sleeping enough at night. I mean, you know, all day long you're sleeping in... Pop!
May I help you please, miss? Oh.
Pop, you got to stop going out every night.
Can't stop, son. You know Donna. I mean, she's young and attractive, and when she wants to go out, I have to go, or she'll give me up for a younger man.
Now, that doesn't sound like Donna.
I know it doesn't sound like Donna. I don't do imitations.
Pop, I mean...
I know what you mean. You stay out of my business, and I stay out of yours. See, you're not the only man in this family that has those romantic evenings.
All right, well, at least you're not going out tonight.
Why? What time is it?
It's 5:30.
Oh, I got to go. I'll be late.
Oh, don't tell me you're going out tonight.
No, yeah, I'm going out tonight. I mean, that's right. You knew it.
But Donna doesn't get off from work till 6.
That's right. Now, are you suggesting that I be cheating on Donna? Now, you know she's the only girl I go out with.
All right, get in the truck and I'll drive you over.
All right, what's the hurry? She doesn't get home till 6.
Hello, dear.
Donna, what are you doing here?
I came back to visit your father. I haven't seen him for over a week. And I wondered if he was all right. Is he home?
No, he's not at home. No, he's not. No.
Oh, well, will he be home soon?
Soon? Soon. No, not soon. No, not soon, no. Oh,
well, Lamont, where is he?
Aha. That's a good question, Donna. Where is he? Well, see, I'm going to tell you the truth because it's just as easy to tell the truth as it is to tell a lie, and I've been trying to cover up for him. The fact is that Pop went to Beverly Hills to buy you a birthday present.
My birthday was last week.
Yeah, last week was your birthday, I know. See, but when he left, he said, why don't we wait till next year to buy her a present? You know, he said that.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Well, then, I guess I'll go and get myself something to eat. I'd hope we could eat together, but, well.
Well, listen, why don't you let me buy you dinner?
Oh, no.
No, listen, I was going to take Janet out, and we were going to have a bite to eat, and I think it would be great. It would be good for my reputation to be seen with two beautiful young ladies.
But, Lamont, you two probably wanted to be alone together. It's more romantic.
Hey, I don't have to be romantic anymore. We're engaged. What do you say? How about it?
All right.
Come on.
Okay. Yes.
This table.
Clear the table right away.
Come on, these water and rolls on 32.
Water and rolls on 32. Clear the table. Water and rolls on 32. Here, holy son. Water and rolls on 32. This 32 here. Rolls on 32 and water. Water on 32.
Can you please clean up table? Please?
Who are you talking to? Who's there, man? More rolls.
No more war rolls, dog. I beg your pardon, sir.
Here you hold this. Let me take this here. Here's the roll.
What is it? What are you doing?
Give the man a roll.
Never mind that. Come over here.
Come over here. Dress.
Sanford, when I hired you a week ago, you told me you had experience in England both waiting and bussing on tables.
I did.
You finish up tonight, get your check, and get out of here.
Please don't fire me now, because I need at least 24 months to pay off a loan with the bank.
Your 24 months are not my concern.
Your 32 teeth are my concern. You better be concerned about my 10 knuckles, too.
Will you please set up table 26?
Table 26.
Table 26 is
yeah, excuse well, me.
Okay.
Listen, I gotta go on sick leave.
You can't go on sick leave. You'll be through in 2 hours.
Well, who's gonna stop me?
Uh-huh. Bruno?
Bruno.
Yeah.
Bruno, meet Sanford. Sanford, meet the stopper.
Bruno, I'm crazy about your hat. That's a nice hat, Bruno. Huh? Waiter, waiter, right over here, bring the check, please.
Pop, what are you doing in here?
What everybody else is doing in here, finishing my dinner. I mean, what else do you think I'm going to be doing in here? Hello, Janet, darling.
Hi, Dad.
What about Donna?
Hey, what about Donna?
You said you were taking her out tonight.
I am. She just finished dinner, and she's in the ladies' room.
I know she's in the ladies' room.
You do?
We do.
You do, too?
Yes.
Well, how do you know she's in there? Oh, I know. You went in there, and y'all bumped into each other. It's just a coincidence. Some coincidence. I guess it's a small world. It's a small ladies' room, too.
Sanford, come here.
That's Mr. Sanford. Listen, this is the last time I'm going to eat here in this restaurant. Excuse me, son.
Sanford,
I'm going to teach this guy a lesson.
I want to talk to you.
I told you don't pull on my clothes.
Bruno! Bruno!
No, please. Not Bruno. Anything like that. Just pay me my money. I need the money. See, my son is getting married, and I borrowed some money from the bank, and I don't want him to know where I got it from.
Bruno.
Bruno, he's...
What is it now?
Bruno, take it easy here. Listen, Bruno, let me advise you, Bruno. Listen, I'm an undercover agent for the CIA and the FBI and the PTA. And I must inform you that I have a learner's permit to kill.
A learner's permit?
That's right. And I don't need but one more victim before I get my license.
Hold it, Pop. Just take it easy.
Yes, I'm telling.
Now, just listen. My pop is going to quit, and I want you to pay him everything that you owe him. I'm going to have the city labor union down here on your back.
You heard all that, son?
I heard it.
All right, Sanford, pick up your check from the cashier and get out of here.
The name is Mr. Sanford, and he's not leaving until he finishes eating dinner. Pop, you're going to sit down with Janet and Don and me, and we're going to have dinner.
You mean that, son? You want to treat me to dinner?
That's right.
Excuse me, chap. I'm going to join my family for dinner. We like our rolls and butter right away, please. See, son, I knew you wouldn't take this money if you found out that I had borrowed it.
Hey, Pop, don't even worry about that now. Don't even think about it. I just want you to sit down, relax, and enjoy a pleasant dinner with Janet, Donna, and my best friend.
When's he coming?
He's already here, Pop. Well, the first thing tomorrow morning, we're going to drive down to the back and straighten everything out.
What has to be straightened out?
Well, you got to return that $6,000.
I want you to have that. After all, you deserve it. You're a nice son, and I owe you that much. I mean, and besides, it's not really that hard to pay that much off anyway, because you're worth it.
Pop, you almost killed yourself from exhaustion. You couldn't keep your eyes open half the time. You had to take all that abuse from the guy down in the restaurant, and you stand here and tell me it wasn't hard.
That's because I'm 68. And for a guy 36, it don't make that much difference. You know what I mean? You could do that in a snap. Here, you take this and put it on, and just have the sleeve let out a little bit. And when you get out there, be there by 5:30 so that you can have your buns on 38.